Finally in studio after quite a wait, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, it's been a while.
good to have you here. You didn't struggle to find the area, hey, at all?
Not really. Yeah. I've been flogging my music around this building for a long time, from door to door.
And finally you found the right one.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, Chris, where are you from, Chris?
I was born in Benoni, lived my whole life in the Western Cape when I was a grown-up as a musician. Was a permanent residence at Botrivier Hotel. That's where my music capability started to stretch more and learn more about music, and had the privilege to jam with a few legends there. And yeah, I've been touring the country with the second album, Chris Winterskind Co-Commander. And now I'm a permanent residence in Seaview. Just about half an hour out of town.
It's a bit different now from when you started, even with Cape Town. Music is actually being appreciated differently in the country. It's not as going to the gigs and that's it, or just giving CDs. It's more than that these days, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's something more personal. You know, music, it's becoming, it's a tough industry, you know. And
has it ever been easier? I think a lot of people say it's tougher now because of all the different technology, but has it ever been easy?
I don't know. I know that most of my friends that made it in the music industry, they all took a tough road, you know, and it's just persistence and consistency, you know, and who you are as a musician, and believe in yourself. Yeah,
it's, and also family as well. I mean, from when you started, when you were still at school and you decided, you thought about getting to music, your family probably was like, no.
Yeah, those days else. My family has a big engineering company, so they said to me I must work in a workshop, and I'm with more of a free spirit.
Well, and they hated the harmonies while you're knocking things down.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And in terms of when you got into it, so when you, obviously we had the chance to do your own music, how did it start? Was it just performing, or did you go straight and find a studio?
I was quite fortunate those days to have a sponsor to record in B-Sharp Studios, where I did this album as well. Those days I used to play with a band called Winterskind, and it started by, my whole life was basically upside down. I didn't start it in pubs where I play now in pubs. We did more festivals because we believe in our regional music, and we believe in the, we believe in our literature in Afrikaans. It's the youngest language in the world, and it's my mother tongue. And I think that probably sticked. Like you can hear, I've got a strong Afrikaans accent. But it's basically one of those stories that that you can write a song about.
and talking about just performing, especially original material, a lot of people who perform your kind of music, when they're trying to get gigs at pubs and other places, they're always asked to do covers instead of originals.
True, that's true. Yeah.
It must be difficult because you're writing all this music. How do you draw that line? Is it a case of let me do a few covers and play my songs, or you strictly let me do my stuff?
I've learned in the years to stay humble and stay on my feet. And it's on the end of the day, it's what brings the work in, brings the money in. And I like pleasing people in the music industry. So you have to throw in your covers, you have to throw in your original, mix it a bit up. And I don't have any problem with that. At least it's my signature. Any cover that I sing, I try to bring in my own signature as well, to make it my own, as Chris Winterskind.
If people want to see you live, where are you performing next?
Well, tonight I play at the Halfway Pub in Kragakama Street. They're at the Shell Garage. It's a nice spot there in the back. Sunday I play at the Bohemian Market in Seaview. That's been hosting every once a month, the first Sunday of every month. And this coming June, this winter, I'm going up to Joburg. I'm going to do some CD launches there. And then touring back to Cape Town and
moving around the country
and just following my passion.
If people like to follow you online, what are your handles on social media?
People call me Chris Winterskind. It's not my correct surname, but it's my stage name. Probably stick from the previous band. It's Chris Winterskind on Facebook, and my music is also available on all the Spotify accounts, Deezer, and Spotify as well, and most of my music is on YouTube as well as Chris Winterskind.
We'll share all those details online. Thanks for joining us on the Friday Music Club.
Thank you, my man.
We'll share the details of his album as well. That's Chris on Algoa FM on the Friday Music Club. If you'd like to be on the Friday Music Club, send us a mail, lunch@algoafm.co.za.
Naar die wind is ek koud. Bye bye winde, kom reen wind by. Tot op mos op by. Bye bye winde, kom reen wind by. Tot op mos op by. Afrikaans vol dromers, as die son die sy sin. En die reek van die vuur waar die bos al omrand. Bye bye winde, kom reen wind by. Tot op mos op by. Bye bye winde, kom reen wind by. Tot op mos op by. Die spore praat van leeuw en woestyne. Wat sy gee. Bye bye winde, kom reen wind by. Tot op mos op by. Bye bye winde, kom reen wind by. Tot op mos op by. Die spore praat van leeuw en woestyne. Op edelklip en saam. Die rukke van die deurse.
FM, the Music of Worlds, Friday Music Club for the last day of May 2019. Quite a few people liking the jam. We'll share the details online. That's Mio and Queenie on radio. If you'd like to be on the Friday Music Club, all you have to do is head over to algoafm.co.za. Add your details on there. You could be joining me on air. Well,